if a girl likes, if she likes to sit in front of a mirror a lot and look at herself and you know, put a lot of stuff on her face and everything and spends a
way too much time.
Yeah, doing it. You'd say that she likes to
primp.
Would you ever say that of a man? Would you ever say a man primps?
Let's see what I say. I know my husband. Well, in a way.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that jokingly or?
Jokingly. That's mm-hmm. what I would say it. Quit primping, you know.
Yeah. What would you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women would carry money in?
Billfold.
And something small that might be made of cloth or silk or something? Or leather, maybe? What would you call that? They might carry coins and things like that.
Their pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. And if you had one for an evening gown or something like that, you might call it...
Your purse.
If you were going to go out when it rains, what might you wear?
Your raincoat. Umbrella.
At the head of a bed, you might put your head on a...
Pillow?
How would you make up a bed?
Well, you would tell you how to make up a bed? Well, I pull the sheets up and, you know, shake them, and then pull the bed spread up and fold it back and lay the pillow straight and then fold up and then tuck the bed spread on the pillow.
What would you put on a bed for warmth?
A blanket.
If you had something a little thicker than a blanket, what would you call it?
A quilt.
Would you know of any different quilt patterns or anything like that?
Yes, like the older ones, like it, they would make them out of scraps and, you know, embroidery and just the regular electric blankets, and that's not quilt though.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place on the floor that children might like to sleep on?
Sleeping bag.
Or sometimes you can just take
the cushions out of the chairs.
Or, yeah, and would you ever have a name for that? Would you ever call it a shakedown or a pallet?
No. Well, you could call it a pallet. That's what I would choose to call it.
You might say, we expect a big yield from that field this year because the soil is very...
Yield would be poor.
If it's the opposite, you'd say the soil is very...
Is very rich.
Or very...
Very good.
Or kind of dark, deep black soil. That's real good for planting crops. You'd say that soil was...
Is very...
Fertile,
yeah.
What would you call flat lowlands along a stream that might overflow in the spring and be plowed later?
The banks.
What would you call low-lying grassland?
Low-lying grassland? The bank.
It's a place around the Okefenokee. What would you call that land?
Swampy. Swamp land.
Would you know where salt hay might grow?
Salt hay.
Uh-huh. Along the sea?
Seems like it should be around the ocean.
Uh-huh. Would you know about different kinds of soil you might have in the field? Would you ever hear anybody talking about this kind of soil?
Clear and dark soil and rich soil.
Would you ever hear of gumbo land or sandy loam?
Sandy. Oh, a sandy lawn. Like a sandy yard.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.